From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the United States Supreme Court heard arguments in a case testing whether the courts can permanently silence the critics of a public figure. At issue is a court order won by famed criminal defense lawyer Johnny Cochran. It forbids a disgruntled former client from saying anything about Cochran in public. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Shortly after Johnny Cochran's name and face became instantly recognizable in the O.J. Simpson trial, Ulysses Torrey, a former Cochran client, surfaced with public complaints that Cochran owed him money. For 3 years, Torrey picketed Cochran's office with signs saying things like, "Johnny is a crook, a liar, and a thief." And he said he would continue to picket until Cochran paid him the $15,000 he claimed he was owed. An exasperated Cochran finally sued Torrey for defamation. A Los Angeles judge concluded that Torrey was owed no money and that he had defamed Cochran. But Torrey was what's known in the trade as judgment proof. He had no money or assets to pay in damages. So Cochran sought and won a court order that barred Ulysses Torrey, his wife, or his agents from making any public comments about Cochran in a public forum anywhere forever. Cochran, who is seriously ill, was not at the Supreme Court today, but his wife Dale was.
The conduct on the part of Mr. Torrey was persistent over many years, and my husband felt like the court was the only way to get the message through to them to cease and desist.
But Duke Law Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, representing Torrey, contended that using a court injunction to silence a critic in a defamation case violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. And this injunction, he argued, is so broad that it bars perfectly legal behavior. It even bars speech by Mr. Torrey's wife and so-called agents. Justice Souter, how about you? You're in trouble too, aren't you? Answer, yes. By speaking to the press and handing out briefs, I, as his lawyer, am in violation of the injunction. Justice O'Connor, but does your client intend to continue defaming Johnny Cochran? Answer, his position is that he didn't defame him. He was just expressing his opinion. That argument didn't seem to sell. Several justices noted that the lower courts had found there was defamation. Justice O'Connor, if your client is judgment-proof, is there any remedy? Justice Ginsburg, is there nothing Cochran can do if Torrey is trying to extort money from him? Answer, he can go to the police and file a criminal charge, or he can file a civil suit for extortion. Justice Breyer, suppose I agree with you that injunctions are barred in defamation suits. How do we differentiate those cases from a situation where there's a stalker making statements? Answer, a harassment case is different. Justice Scalia, why then can't we say that speech for extortion is different? Answer, because there was no extortion here under the California law, which requires a use of force or fear. After a pretty good roughing up from the justices, Chemerinsky sat down. But Cochran's lawyer, Jonathan Cole, was soon reeling from even tougher judicial punches. Justice Souter, do you defend that part of the injunction that forbids speech for all time? Justice O'Connor, you can't square your position with our previous rulings on public figures. Answer, there was no legitimate matter of public concern here. Justice Scalia, you don't know that. Someday Johnny Cochran might be running for mayor of San Francisco. Justice Kennedy, this injunction bars lawful, harmless, truthful speech. Justice Breyer, suppose Torrey says, I've had a change of heart, and he goes on TV to say that Johnny Cochran is a marvelous person. Why doesn't that violate the injunction? Answer, if we specify what things he cannot say, he'll find some other words to use. It wouldn't be clear what he could and couldn't say. Justice Kennedy, then maybe Mr. Chemerinsky is right, and we shouldn't allow any injunctions in defamation cases. Chief Justice Rehnquist, some speech is certainly unprotected, like, give me $5 million or I'll shoot you. But this is a far cry from that. Justice Breyer, could we say that there could be an injunction only where there is defamation accompanied by extortion? Justice Scalia, would that please Mr. Cochran? Supposing Torrey doesn't want any money, he just pickets, saying Johnny is a shyster, don't do business with him. Answer, no, in that case there still could be an injunction. Justice Scalia, so what's the line we should draw if it's not extortion? Justice Breyer, after all, people can and do write all kinds of things about public figures. Is there any authority for enjoining that speech? Cole acknowledged there isn't any, at least not yet. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.